Last week's appointment of Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe as the World Health Organization's goodwill ambassador had triggered an international backlash. At the time, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus had praised Zimbabwe's health system. He described Zimbabwe as a country that places universal health coverage and health promotion at the centre of its policies to provide healthcare to all. He asked for Mr. Mugabe's help in fighting diseases like heart attacks, strokes and asthma across Africa, and said he hoped Mr. Mugabe could influence his peers in Africa on the issue. But now Dr. Tedros has issued a written statement explaining his decision to rescind the appointment.
I have listened carefully to all who have expressed their concerns and heard the different issues that they have raised. I have also consulted with the government of Zimbabwe, and we have concluded that this decision is in the best interests of the World Health Organization. It is my aim to build a worldwide movement for global health. This movement must work for everyone and include everyone.
He went on to say,
I thank everyone who has voiced their concerns and shared their thoughts. I depend on constructive debate to help and inform the work I have been elected to do.
Mr. Mugabe, the world's oldest head of state at age 93, has long been accused of violent repression, election rigging and presiding over Zimbabwe's economic ruin. He's also faced a backlash for going overseas to seek medical treatment as Zimbabwe's own healthcare system has collapsed under his government. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sharply criticised Mr. Mugabe's appointment with the UN's healthcare branch.
When I heard of Robert Mugabe's appointment to the WHO as a WHO ambassador, quite frankly, I thought it was a bad April Fool's joke. It is absolutely unacceptable, absolutely inconceivable that this individual would have a role as a goodwill ambassador for any organization, much less the World Health Organization. And I can assure you that our diplomats and the folks at Global Affairs Canada are busy making that very, very clear to the international community.
His views were echoed in the United States and Britain, with British diplomats formally raising serious concerns with the World Health Organization. A large group of Africans also gathered outside Zimbabwe's London embassy to peacefully protest the appointment. Protest coordinator Fungayi Mabunu says Mr. Mugabe's appointment made little sense.
It shows that the World Health Organization, they're sweeping what is happening in Zimbabwe under the carpet, and they think Zimbabwe is a joke. For them to actually appoint him a goodwill ambassador when people in Zimbabwe could not know basic health care.
A senior member of Mr. Mugabe's Zimbabwe African National Union Patriotic Front Party, Marshall Gore, had maintained Mr. Mugabe's appointment was in Africa's best interests.
I think the appointment is fair in my view, and I think he will do a great job to influence health promotion initiatives and policy in Africa. And I think he attracts the attention of many African countries, and I think we have to look at it from that. This is an appointment that is largely focusing on Africa.
Dr. Tedros became the first African to lead the World Health Organization in May, taking on a mandate to tackle perceived politicization in the organization.